This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Eckert.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Patrick Johnson.
The Illinois News Broadcasters Association, the RTDNA, and other journalism groups are raising a ruckus about a new policy implemented by Marilyn Hite Ross. She's the new state's attorney in Winnebago County in northern Illinois. She was appointed to fill an unexpired term after her predecessor was elected judge. Her new policy dictates that journalists seeking to interview her must submit their questions ahead of time. Hite Ross will immediately end any interview if a reporter deviates from the approved list of questions. She has, of course, declined to comment on why she's imposing these rules.
This ceases to be a free press when you try to commandeer and try to direct how journalistic coverage and how reporters do their jobs. This is ridiculous. And I think this is an example of, here again, people have a lack of understanding about how our free press works and how it works for the best interests of the public that it serves. And it possibly is a reflection of how this is reflecting and reverberating from what's going down in the White House and its administration and its way of how it tries to manipulate the press as well. And it's just another example of a lack of just common general understanding of the First Amendment and how this the freedom of the press works to serve all of us.
Sure. And I mean, I don't know what inspired her to do this originally. I don't know her motivations for doing this. I have my theories about why it was. I don't know if I would say it's because of a lack of understanding of the First Amendment, but more that they want to just be in control of the information.
I would definitely agree with it.
Right. I don't know if it's – I think saying it's a lack of understanding is giving a little bit too much leeway. I think that it's a deliberate attempt to really control the stories that come out about the attorney general in that office. Right. Having to have every single question approved ahead of time really doesn't allow a journalist to do their investigative job to try to get to answers, because the only answers you're going to get are pre-scripted, pre-thought-out answers that are in line with what they want their official position to be.
Exactly.
It's also difficult to conduct an interview if you have to stick to questions that are written out ahead of time, because the person you're interviewing may say something that you want to follow up on. And then if you deviate from that script, she's going to say interview over, and you're not going to be able to ask the follow-up questions based on something she says. It may also be a matter of her, I don't know, if someone wants to interview me, I kind of want to know what the questions are ahead of time. I can understand being on that side of the microphone, but I don't make that request to people. I might ask, can you give me a general idea of what you want to talk about, so I can be prepared. And I think that would be acceptable if you contacted her and it was just, you know, she said, hey, can you give me a general idea of some of the things you want to talk about, so I have some information, maybe some papers in front of me. I have an idea how to answer some of your questions. And that works out for both parties, I think.
Yeah, and I would agree with you 100% on that. I don't know if the intention is necessarily bad or the idea behind it that you want to be prepared to answer questions. If someone were to interview me, you know, I always ask them, what would you like to talk about? What are you asking me for? So I can be prepared. And especially for someone, you know, as the attorney general, who's going to have a lot of different, you know, juggling a bunch of different balls in the air. You know, you want to have the right stats. You want to have the right figures, the right information. So you need a little bit of time to prepare. But I agree with you. If you don't allow for follow-up questions, you're not allowing for a real, authentic interview.
An interview, we call it an interview, but really it should be a conversation. It's just set up, structured in the fact that it's structured so that one person is basically asking questions and the other answering. But in many ways, it's just a conversation.
It's a conversation. Follow-up questions are for clarity. And, you know, in my career, and I know many of my colleagues I worked with, you know, you would arrange an interview or talk to someone on a phone or by email saying, I would like to find out about these certain things, and it be a casual kind of conversation, to, as a courtesy, to let them know that I want you to prepare to answer some of these ideas or questions, but to actually have the questions worded and phrased out, as they said, that's very restrictive, that it doesn't serve the rights of the people or the free press. And it is something that is constricting. And Patrick hit the nail on the head. It's about control. And it is about, someone that's trying to maybe protect their image when they should be really trying to become forthcoming and provide the information that they need. And if there is a question that they don't want to talk about or discuss, they have the right to say no comment, and we can go forward with that.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. You know, if somebody comes in and asks a question that's off topic, they should just, you know, the attorney general or whoever is being interviewed, if they don't have the information for it, if it's not relevant to the story that, you know, that reporter is there for, I don't think that they should have a problem saying, you know, I don't have that information in front of me. We can set up another time if you would like to speak about that issue, or that's not related to this case. You know, we can do it at another time. I don't have a comment at this moment because I wasn't prepared for that. But to say that you're going to end it immediately, you're going to terminate that interview, to me is where this really steps over the line.
I think this case also points out the importance of professional development groups. Illinois News Broadcasters Association, RTDNA, I'm a member of both organizations. I know other journalism groups are speaking out about this too. It would be difficult, and I know at least one media outlet in Rockford, WREX-TV, is fighting this policy by Marilyn Hite Ross, the state's attorney there. But there's just more power, I think, in numbers and having groups that can speak out rather than a station trying to fight something on their own. So I think this case also really highlights the importance of those professional development groups.
I agree. I think any professional or journalist worth their salt needs to seek out and be part of these groups. As an educator now, I'm part of the Illinois Collegiate Press Association, but also still a member of the Society of Professional Journalists. And I think this helps inform us and helps us to approach and discuss and understand some of these challenges that are in front of us and helps us educate us as we go.
And I think for so many, you know, individual journalists or tiny stations or small newspapers, it's intimidating to go against the government or, you know, whoever is in that position of power. So having these collective groups to help you try to support you or to bargain together or to argue for what you believe is correct just adds that much more power to journalism as an institute.
And when you go to their conferences, is it a chance to perhaps get updated on things and talk about issues like this, too? So that's important.
To find strength in numbers, to keep yourself educated, to replenish your wealth of knowledge about what's happening and these challenges that we have in the industry. It's certainly important.
And I think it also helps you realize that you're not alone in it, right? You can imagine, you know, if there's one station who maybe feels an issue with this, they might feel afraid to challenge it because they don't want to not get those interviews with the state's attorney general if they think that every other journalist is okay with it, right? So this helps also know that you have support and it gives you that confidence.
And perhaps another station someplace is facing a similar issue and then you can talk about it too. We need to wrap up what we're talking about today, but our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.